Sci-Fi Party Line. Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. This is your hostess, Kat, and I have Hanako back.
Hey!
Yes, and I broke down. I know it's like, what, 2 weeks later, I finally saw Twilight Eclipse.
Hey, better late than never.
Yeah. And I'm going to start with, wow, I think this was better than the previous two.
I agree. I liked it so much better. I mean, just the way it was, the direction, the characters, everything was just done.
It had a level of quality to it that wasn't in the previous movies, kind of the second one. But I was most impressed with Kristen or Bella, because she just did not seem, she seemed so comfortable and not awkward at all. And she really brought something to the film this time. She brought it.
I think as the movies go on, and you know, as they keep coming out, she's getting more and more comfortable with the role. I think the whole thing. You know, so yeah, it came through. I mean, just, I don't know, the characters were a lot better in this one, and especially like the secondary characters, we really got to see a little bit more of, like, say, Rosalie and Emmett and Jasper, which was really great, because those backstories in the books were so powerful. They were like, it was a lot more fun to read them, because it took away from the whole drama with the love triangle.
It was something different.
And something, you know, something a little more dramatic. So I was so glad that they included all of that in the
The backstories were short, but it made me like those characters a little bit more, and they seemed less cheesy, and they actually seemed powerful and fun, and they were kicking ass, and it was an action movie, actually.
It was very well done. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
The location seemed a little more beautiful this time. We didn't go to Italy, but I think some of the panoramics, I don't know if they were panoramic officially, but they felt, you know, wide shots of all of the trees and the mountains and the snow, and all the shots were just beautiful for Pacific Northwest. And I want to go. I don't care. I just want to see those trees. It's just a really beautiful and
not so much rain.
Well, yeah. I actually switched, I think, to Team Edward in this movie.
That is so funny.
I think I did. Mainly, he did not look as fake or as repulsed. They did something better with the makeup.
They really did, because he looked a lot better. And like, I like the way he looked for most of Twilight. Numo, I did not like his look at all.
No,
I
felt gross.
It was pasty.
Gross.
Yeah. The contacts. I mean, it was just the way that they did his makeup. It just did not sit well with me and Numo. So this one was a little bit better. I'm still not sure about the contact colors. To me, I don't know, they just seem too weird. But then again, in the description in the books, they're described as being, you know, they're very eye catching as far as the eye color, you know, with them being the quote unquote vegetarian vampires or whatever. So I guess it fits, but it just, I don't know, that really bright hazel color just kind of weird, creeps me out a little bit.
That's weird that it still creeps you out. And I was just like, finally, I was like, he just looked, I guess, natural to be undead. And I think seeing him in interviews and just, he's more charming. Jacob seemed kind of obnoxious in this movie. You know, he played it well, you know, but he seemed very obnoxious. He seemed very forceful. And I don't know, but I was just like, dude, you are freaking me. You're being creepy. She said no.
Well, you know? See, here's the thing. You haven't read the books, right?
Oh, come on. Quit teasing me about
that. No, I'm just saying. This is his personality throughout all of the books. This is one of the reasons why I could not stand Book Jacob. I did not like Jacob Black as a character until I saw Twilight and saw Taylor Lautner. And I was like, okay, he brings a little bit of sensibility, he, you know, sensitivity. He brings a little bit of vulnerability to the character. So I like that. And this one, yeah, he started being pushy Jacob, and I was like, oh, here we go with this. I'm, you know, canon Jacob, I'm not very much a fan of, because it's just like you said, it's like, okay, she has basically said to you, I don't love you in this way. And even when she does kind of admit that she loves you, she's still telling you it's going to be him. It's going to be Edward. It's always been Edward. It will always be Edward. I don't want to be with you that way. And
he just can't get over it because he's so full of himself. But the funny part is that he's full of himself, but the actor kind of plays it like he's not full of himself at the same time. Like, it's not arrogance, it's something else. And I like the confusion of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Taylor Lautner is doing a very good job with Jacob Black, but just still.
I love the never, line. I love he's the never line. Been... I'm hotter than you.
That was so fun. It's been so much fun to look at the interviews where they've been. Where they've been promoting Eclipse, and he says that was one of the hardest lines to get through filming because he just kept wanting to burst out laughing every time he said it. And it was very funny.
Yeah, it was funny. I thought he was going to become a dog and curl up with her so she can have like fur, you know. But I'm glad he didn't, because the conversation that they had in the tent about, you know, the love and what Bella's going to do, and she still wants to be a vampire. And now Jacob finds out that it's not him pushing her, it's her.
Yeah.
To be that. So I don't know if he heard that. He seems a little close-minded, but it was a very good scene.
Yeah, that was actually one of the best parts of Eclipse the book, that whole tent scene where they literally just... Edward and Jacob just kind of put all the cards on the table, and they're like, okay, you know, because Jacob's like, you're going to know what I'm thinking anyway, so, you know, and he says the line in the movie, oh, so you can read my mind, but you can't tell me what you're thinking. And literally that opens up dialogue, and they're, you know, they're kind of back and forth with each other, but that's probably one of the most raw and open conversations that they have in the book. So it was one of the best scenes in Eclipse. So I'm glad that they put it in the movie, and they did it, I think, very well in the movie.
Yeah, because it was that conversation. It's like, oh my God, I think I'm Team Edward now. Screw your chest. But I mean, dude did not have on a shirt throughout the whole movie. Every time there's some little girls behind me, because I sat in front because all the little kids was in the back, and I was like, I'm not putting up with that. So I sat in the front, and all I can hear was all that. And then some chick yelled out, will you marry me, Bella Swan? Yes. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. No. See, I didn't have that issue when I went to the movies. My daughter sat and sat in other areas of the theater. Mm-hmm. So they got to do their little, you know, their little teenage girl giggling, you know, with them and their friend. And, you know, I think, honestly, the crowd that I went with, because we went to a midnight screening.
Right.
And it was funny because I think the first time Jacob took his shirt off, everybody did the hoop and, you know, hooting and hollering. But after that, it was just kind of like, old hat, like, okay, yeah, we know
we get
you
it.
Look good.
We get it.
It's kind of like Edward, like, doesn't he own a shirt? Like, okay. And now I can kind of see why. You know, whenever Taylor Lautner is doing interviews and stuff, people are always asking him to take his shirt off. And he's like, please don't do this to me. I don't want to do this. And I can kind of understand that now, because literally he's half naked through the whole movie.
In the snow. So, I was like, wow, that has to be a bitch to shoot.
Okay, that also confused me, because I'm like, does it really snowstorm that hard in Oregon in July? I mean,
was it July?
Yeah, this was after graduation, but before Bella's birthday. And Bella's birthday
is... Oh, my
God,
that does not make... Yeah. Oh, see? So, I never would have put that together if you didn't say that.
But, you know, a friend of mine said it may do that in the mountains, which is where they were. So I'm like, okay, well...
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I live in the southeastern United States.
Don't even have
you mountains. Don't get snow like that, so... You know, whatever. It worked. The tent scene happened, and it was good. And we got to see, you know, Victoria get her butt kicked. So.
I'm so glad she's gone, because she's been a thread throughout the three movies. And I just never got why we had to deal with her. It seemed like she was just too big a deal for nothing, because she was just always skulking around with the red hair in the woods, and that was it. And I was a little bored with her, and I'm glad she's dead.
But that's the whole thing with the series. And I don't know if you've been paying attention to, to my Twilight versus Harry Potter blogs that I've been doing. And it's like, Victoria was the main driving force for the storyline for the first three books, because everything in the first three books, in the first book, it was protecting her from James and Victoria. And then once James was killed, like literally New Moon and Eclipse, she was the threat that was causing the Cullens and the werewolves to have to protect Bella. And that's literally the running thread, aside from the relationship between Bella and Edward and the conflict, you know, the whole love triangle thing. The whole threat from Victoria was the thread that kind of held those three books together.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of one reason why I think when Breaking Dawn got here, it just kind of fell off a little bit, because now you have to think of a new danger for Bella, and it just, I won't even go into it. It was just weird.
Oh, okay. So Breaking Dawn is next.
Yes, but here's the thing. Breaking Dawn is not due for release until, if I'm not mistaken, November of next year.
Okay.
So that's going to be, to me, that's going to be kind of weird, because you've released these first three movies so quickly with the, you know, with the excuse that you don't want the actors to age too much, because generally the four book series takes place in a span of 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to wait 18 months, and I don't even think they've started shooting yet, you know, that's just, I don't know if.
Yeah, but these people aren't as young as like the Potter kids, because they grew up fast. Each movie you can say, oh my God, they're so big. But they're kind of at that age where you're slowing down. I mean, because Kristen, she's 22 or something.
No, she's 20.
20? Yeah, you don't do that much changing at that age, right? I mean, I don't know.
I don't think so, but I just wonder if the...
Are you worried about other actors? Because Taylor does look a little different.
Yeah, well, yeah, because he's still only 17, so he's still...
Uh-uh, he turned 18, remember? Oh, we did the whole 18, celebration.
Yes, I'm sorry.
We can 18, drool over him legally now.
Oh, God, okay. But February 18th. Yeah, so he's still 18, and so he may still have a little growing to do, which would be okay, because in the books, his character like continuously grows in height and kind of stature. So that wouldn't be a problem. But I guess in a sense, too, I'm wondering if people will still be interested in it.
Are you
that
kidding
far
me?
In advance? Yeah. The reason why I say this is because when Breaking Dawn was released, just basically going by the fans, because I was one of the ones, I went to the midnight release. I stayed up all night to read it, you know, with several friends. We were all together reading it and we discussed it. And then just seeing the response online after it, it was pretty split down the middle between fans who loved it and fans who absolutely hated it. It was one of those things where people were debating about whether or not it was a good read or not. So just with that aspect alone, you know, most people who didn't like Breaking Dawn will probably go see it just to finish out the series and to see how they translated the story onto the screen. Mm-hmm. But I'll be honest, when I first read Twilight, I was so into it, almost like I am about Harry Potter. But as the time has gone by, my interest has waned. So it's like, by November of 2011, am I really going to even care about Breaking Dawn? You know, so I don't know.
Is that the last one?
No, they're splitting it into two.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. So the first part will be November of 2011. And I think the second part is supposed to be sometime in 2012. They haven't even narrowed that date down, if I'm not mistaken. So it's going to be, you know.
So this is the one that, yeah, I remember you speaking about this one in an earlier show and what you didn't like about it and what, you know, the problems with it. So, yeah.
It's just, I mean, just for me, it's different because, okay, we had to wait a long time for Harry Potter and they split the last book into two. But with the content that's in those books, you almost have to do it into two parts or else they're going to have to cut out so much stuff and it wouldn't really be worth telling the story in just one movie. That's just my honest opinion. Mm-hmm. With Breaking Dawn, I don't know that a split movie is worth it.
Well, they got to milk it.
Yeah, I understand that, but I mean,
well, because the quality just went up so much in this third film and the actors are so comfortable that you kind of, I'm like, don't want the ride to end. But, you know, according to what I remember you telling me about the book, it's just going to be so different.
It is. It's going to, I mean, and I still have my days where I think about the book and there are certain parts of it that I do like. But then overall, my feeling was that a lot of the characters seemed out of, I won't say out of place, but she, Stephanie Meyer brought in a whole lot of extra characters that just kind of, it just kind of diluted the story a little bit, you know, and then the reason for the conflict and, you know, how everyone reacts to that with Edward and with Bella and with Jacob. It was just kind of weird to me. You know, they just seemed a little out of character for me. So it was, you know, and whoever, I can't even think of who's directing the next one because it's not David Slade, but you know, whoever's doing it may be able to take it and do a, you know, an excellent job of it. But, you know, they have the same screenwriter and I don't know
if they can pull it off.
I don't know without altering the story.
You know? Well, you know, maybe it'll be a good thing. I don't know. I'll see it because I'm damn sure not reading the book. But like I'll commit to I'll go 2 hours, you know,
yeah,
on a guilty pleasure like that. But reading those after the way you describe, I'm still working up the courage to read the second to last Harry Potter book. I don't want to look Dumbledore's death in the face.
I'm being
a little bit of a coward on that. But
gotta read it though, because I mean, literally the last two. The last two books are the most heartbreaking, but I think
as far as
the story goes, it's also the deepest, and they're also the content of it for me was a lot richer because you find out a little bit more about certain characters' backgrounds, and you find out just how far people are willing to go, you know, in the name of evil, in the name of good, you know, just what sacrifices have to be made, and it's a really, really good ending to that series.
Well, speaking of Harry Potter, Miss Thang, Hanako is going to tell him because I'm going to mess it up.
Infinitus.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about, we talked about this before, but it's now, is it 2 weeks?
No, it's I'm leaving the day after tomorrow. It starts on Thursday and it goes.
Oh, it's already in my face. Where have I been for 2 weeks? Wow.
I don't know, but yes.
I've been studying. That's what I've been doing.
Well, yeah, I've been doing that too. trying to finish my schoolwork so I don't have to take textbooks with me to Florida. Oh, but yes, Infinitus 2010 is here. It is a fan convention that is taking place down in Orlando at the, I'm going to get this name wrong, the Portofino Bay Hotel, in that resort area with the Lowe's Hotel and the Hard Rock Hotel. But 4 days, 2,000 Harry Potter fans. I'm going to go nuts.
And we're going to get your coverage at
HollywoodNews.com. And I will also be, putting some posts on Confessions of a Grown-Up Fangirl.
That's HMFR.com.
Yes. So I'll be doing a whole bunch of stuff. I'll be presenting a panel down there called Potterholics Non-Anonymous. And it's basically a friend of mine, Kat, and another girl from California, Adrian, who are going to do a panel just basically about fan meetup groups, similar to what we do here in Atlanta, which is Atlanta HP. And just, you know, kind of give people ideas of how to meet people, how to form a meetup group, and just different little things that you can do. We meet once a month in California. I think Adrian said her group only meets like every few months for like special events and stuff. So we're just going to kind of give people just a rundown of fun stuff you can do with other people, how to connect with other people who, you know, who are interested in the fandom. Mm-hmm. And I will also be hosting a Weasley meetup on Sunday, which is just basically where there's lots of meetups going on, you know, for different groups, because most of us who are friends in the fandom, most of us are friends only online. Like, we've never met face to face. So yeah, this is a chance for a lot of us to meet face to face. There's one friend of mine who I've been friends with online since I got into Potter fandom in 2005. And she and I will meet for the first time this week. I'm excited about that. And, you know, we'll be doing some other things, just trying to get here and there and just get the ultimate fan experience. And my kids are going with me and they're so excited. So my son has been walking around with his toy wand for the last 2 days. I mean, he takes it everywhere. It's at the dinner table. He sleeps with it. He takes it in the bathroom when he goes to take his bath. It's just, he's not let this thing down. So it's really
making mama proud.
Yeah, they haven't had an experience like this since 2007 when we went to a Harry Potter camp in Philly. So they're like, oh my God, we get to go. And, you know, they're a little more into it now since they're a little bit older. And, yeah. You know, so it's going to be fun.
Okay, well, I will put those links up for everybody to see. And I'm not going to hold you tonight. I'm going ahead and close this out. And I thank everybody for listening. We love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Send us a tweet at Sci-Fi Party Line. Or go to scifipartyline.com to leave us a comment. Until next time, we hope you enjoyed the show. And we will see you at the party next time. Bye.